Welcome to 30 Minutes on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Amanda Sugar, joined in the studio today with founder and CEO of the Aurora Foundation of Southern Arizona, Dr. Stephanie Parker, as well as Assistant Site Director for MyKid and founder of the Daniel Moreno Awards, Susan Moreno. Welcome. Thank you both for coming today. A couple of different organizations to talk about and lots of different events. So I want to make sure we get a chance that we cover everything today. What should we start with?
The Aurora Foundation of Southern Arizona has for 10 years been a direct service provider for women with disabilities across the lifespan and across the spectrum of disabilities. And about a year and a half ago, we went through a process of examining our role in this community and beyond in terms of is there more that we could do in our work to impact the lives, the quality of lives of people with disabilities, all people with disabilities. And so our discussions and our thinking and our planning led us to become an advocacy and policy organization for disability justice, and reaching out to all people with disabilities, not only women and girls. And so in our new role, which has been very exciting and empowering for all of us, we have created a number of different programs and events that both reach out to the community to inform and educate people about disability and justice and people with disabilities, and also to raise awareness and understanding about what truly disables people. And it's not their limitation. What disables people are the way that physical environments are built that inhibit full freedom of movement in those environments and access to the full environment. And also what disables people are negative attitudes and the stereotypes and stigmas that people carry around. Non-disabled people carry around about people with disabilities. So our programs and events are aimed at reducing and removing those stereotypes and stigmas and the negative attitudes. And so among the events we have coming up in October aimed at exactly the purposes that I've just explained, we kick off our anti-bullying campaign, which we actually did in August, and we are now moving into our programs to reach that goal. October 1st, we welcome Emily Bazelon here from New York, who has, over the last several months, published her new book about bullying, particularly cyberbullying, that kind of bullying that takes place through social media and those kinds of avenues. That is one of the most prominent ways now that bullies interact with their targets and their victims. And Emily Bazelon followed three students in different high schools out in the East Coast area for a couple of years. And her book features those students and their experiences as being victims of bullies, and how they moved through that process of healing and dealing with the bully and healing and so forth. So she will be presenting on her book, which is Sticks and Stones, at the Loft Cinema on October 1st, beginning at 7 p.m. And following that presentation, we're hosting a book signing party with some refreshments afterwards at the Loft in the Mooney backlot area. So that's our first event. And then our second event, which Susan will give more details about, is the Daniel Moreno Award event and dinner, which is October 4th, and that will be at the Skyline Country Club. And again, Susan will fill in those details. Our third event, very exciting again also, October 10th, we launch our film series called The Last Bully, Stopping Epidemics of Violence. And this film series launches with Submit, the documentary, The Virtual Reality of Cyberbullying. Obviously, the setting is in schools. And one of the filmmakers will be with us that evening, and following the film, and we will have a panel discussion and lots of Q&A with the audience. We want the audience to be there and participate. And youth under the age of 18 are admitted for free for that event. And then that's October 10th, and then following on in December 5th, we're featuring bullying in the workplace, and the film is called What Killed Kevin. And the filmmaker will come from the East Coast to be with us and to talk about her film and why she filmed this and what meaning it had for her to do this. Filmmaker will be present, as I just mentioned, and then we'll have a panel discussion. And on into 2014, we feature bullying in institutional settings and in the home. And the film that we're showing featuring the institutional setting is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which those of us who are of a certain age remember that film vividly. But we'll be looking at that film through the filter of bullying. And then finally, the March 27th film is Combat Girls. And our partners on this film series are the Fund for Civility, Respect, and Understanding, the Loft Cinema, and also the Tucson International Jewish Film Festival. Two of the films will be at the Loft, and two will be at the Jewish Community Center on River Road. And finally, October 16th, we are co-sponsoring with some other organizations, the Office of Supervisor Richard Elias, Stories That Soar, and the Arizona Foundation for Blind and Deaf Children. We're co-hosting a documentary film about Stories That Soar that was filmed here a couple of years ago. A filmmaker will be with us, and it's a fascinating and inspiring and a fun film to watch. So that's, again, all of these films are documentaries. And I just want to go back to the October 1st event and note that the Loft Cinema is also a co-sponsor with us on that event. So we hope the community will turn out for these experiences, because these are all wonderful experiences. And the interaction between the filmmakers and between Emily Bazelon and so forth, questions to be asked, lots of discussion to be had. This is a very collaborative and engaging process for our community.
You're listening to 30 Minutes on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My guests today are Dr. Stephanie Parker, founder and CEO of the Aurora Foundation of Southern Arizona. And we just heard a lot about a lot of different upcoming events. How do people find out more about those events?
I'm glad you asked that question. People can do one of two things, or both things. They could go to our website, which is www.aurorafoundationaz.org, or go to our Eventbrite sites. All of these tickets are available on Eventbrite, and if they just go to that site and pull up Tucson, they will see those events listed, and then they can purchase their tickets online that way.
I'm also joined in the studio today with Susan Moreno. She's the founder of the Daniel Moreno Award, and she's also the assistant site director of My Kid. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, to tell you a little bit more about the Daniel Moreno Award event, I have to give you a little bit of background. Daniel was my son. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia when he was 18 years old. And at the time, I didn't even know what schizophrenia was. Growing up, they didn't educate kids about mental illnesses like they do nowadays. So I educated myself. I became very involved in some local organizations, NAMI. I was the NAMI Walks manager for the first 4 years. And I have just become a really strong advocate for people with mental illness and reducing the stigma that surrounds this topic. I went from actually being in commercial real estate to now being in the nonprofit world and doing what I can to help people with mental illness. It's become my passion. My son struggled with his illness for about 5.5 years before he did end up dying by suicide when he was actually inpatient at the National Institutes of Mental Health in Bethesda, receiving treatment and in a research program. So after taking about a year off to recover from that, I came back more determined than ever to get out here and educate people about mental illness, because although mental illnesses are not curable, they are recoverable. And that's the word we use in this community, is that there is mental health recovery. And although it's not a destination, it's a journey, but people do get into recovery. And so my son died in December of 2005. So in 2007, I started the Daniel Moreno Recovery Award. And we were recognizing people in the community that had some pretty immense, very difficult challenges with their diagnoses, and they've come out the other side and are doing well. Some of the people that I've met over the last several years have inspired me, brought me to tears, and the most important thing, I think, is that they really provide a lot of hope to people that are struggling out there. So we started it with just the Daniel Moreno Recovery Award, and last year when Stephanie and I partnered up, we decided that we wanted to expand that a little bit and start recognizing people in the community that participate in that recovery model, because it takes family members, it takes direct service providers, it takes an advocate a lot of times, and it takes an educator a lot of times. So we came up with, in addition to the Daniel Moreno Recovery Award, we now have the Daniel Moreno Educator Award, the Daniel Moreno Advocate Award, and the Daniel Moreno Direct Service Provider Award. This year, the Recovery Award will be presented to a family. And the reason that we chose this family is because there's three adult children in the family, and all three adult children have done very, very well. In fact, two of them are in grad school. And they represent every aspect of recovery. It's not just the individual's perspective. It's the parents. It's the siblings. It's the child. It's everybody's perspective. And it really gives us a sense of that whole support that needs to be in place to help that person on their journey in recovery. So that's going to be going to the Ashford family. The Educator Award this year will be going to Cheryl Glass. Cheryl Glass is the director of the Health and Wellness Program at Camp Wellness, which is a U of A RISE program. Next, we have the Direct Service Provider Award, and this year it's going to a gal by the name of Hazel Heinzer. She is a clinician at La Frontera, and some of the things that she's done go beyond the call of duty, helping the clients, the patients, the members that she works with. And then, of course, last but not least, our Advocate Award this year is going to our Congressman Ron Barber. I know he's gotten lots of accolades over the last year, but I don't think he has enough for all of the things that he has done for this community and creating awareness about mental health, reducing stigma. I saw him speak at an event last week, and some of the ideas he has going forward are extraordinary. The man has so much vision when it comes to reducing the stigma and helping people get proper care that I wish we could do more than just give him an award. So as Stephanie said, we're going to be celebrating that at Skyline Country Club on October 4th. Anyone is welcome to come. It's a dinner and a silent auction. All the proceeds will benefit My Kid. My Kid is an organization that I work for. It's a local organization. My Kid stands for Mentally Ill Kids in Distress. The organization works with families that have children with behavioral health needs. And although I do work with a few families, for the most part, what I do is I go out in the community and I do mental health and suicide prevention presentations at high schools, colleges, community groups, civic groups, just about anybody that'll listen to me. and so, our proceeds are going to benefit My Kid in Tucson this year.
We just heard from Assistant Site Director of My Kids, Susan Moreno. She's also founder of the Daniel Moreno Awards. Also joined in the studio with founder and CEO of the Aurora Foundation of Southern Arizona, Dr. Stephanie Parker.
Hello. thank you. I want to make some comments and help people to understand how much work, tireless work, that Susan Moreno does in our community in reaching out to multiple diverse groups of people and individuals to help them become aware of mental illness and the recovery. And recovery can happen for people younger and older with mental illness. She is provides an enormous contribution to our community in many, many ways.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you for a minute, Stephanie. In regards to recovery, and I think we really need to make this point, recovery is not only possible, it's probable. People do reach recovery. The treatment success rate for depression is 80 to 90%. And the reason I'm so passionate saying this right now is because this morning I was on Facebook. And there was a man that posted on Facebook that asking for mental health or expecting mental health recovery is like expecting world peace. And I was so, it saddened me a lot. I felt this man, I think this man does have a diagnosis, and it made me feel like he's kind of given up. Well, my response to him, if you're listening, is that, yes, world peace is a difficult thing, but there are neighborhoods that were experiencing incredible amounts of violence that are no longer experiencing that. So I'm an optimist, you know, but I don't believe in fairy tales. I believe in reality, and I have seen over and over and over in this community, so many people that have come from a position where they were told they were going to be institutionalized the rest of their life. And now they're married and they have jobs and they have families and they have children. And so, yeah, world peace may be difficult, but just like recovery, it's not impossible.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in today and just sharing that story of recovery, because most of the time when we hear about mental illness, it's from somebody that acted out. We hear about all of the shootings. But if somebody is just in recovery and they're married and they're doing their job, like, you wouldn't even know that because it doesn't register in the dial. Nobody does a news story about it. They're not in the headlines. So for you to be here today and to highlight that in an awards ceremony and to have it be a beacon of hope, I'm really glad that you're here today.
My experience and the work we've been doing for all of these years, we've come to this place where the value of language and the words that we use to describe or to react to somebody with a disability, such as somebody with a mental illness, can influence people to think positive, hopeful, empathetic, and good thoughts, or it can influence people to just affirm
and give up.
Affirm those negative attitudes, and those who do have a disability, a mental illness in this case, to give up. Many, many people, there are almost 57 million people in this country who self-report as having a disability. That means that that group as a whole is the largest minority group in our nation right now. And when you think of disability, it also incorporates many kinds of identities. It could be a person who's African American and has a disability and also lives in poverty, and or it could be a person, LGBT person, who has a disability. There's not just one kind of disability that people experience. There are usually multiple kinds. Exclusion from full participation in our society, that disables people. So we're paying attention to and working hard to reframe the language around disability and to help people to understand that all of us have a limitation or another, and that as we move through life, those limitations may become, may increase in number and may increase in discomfort and so forth. And as we have those experiences, then we as a society and as a community, it's important that we pay attention to how we interact using our language and our behavior with other people and those with disabilities, of course. So language is incredibly important. And when we're talking about media and how media portrays people with disabilities, there's some media that's kind of made a turnaround, and they're being very careful and cautious and responsive to new language. Other media sources are not. So our work is important work, and we have a lot of work to do in from our corner of the world here. But we're not giving up. We will never give up on what we need to do. And we're working hard, partnering with Susan and Daniel Moreno Award event and with other organizations in our community, from the university to businesses to education and all kinds of organizations, because we can't do this alone. Even if we could, it wouldn't be much fun. It really does take a whole village, as that phrase has gone out a lot, but it does take a whole village to make a change. And that's what we're trying to do. And so
that's what we're doing.
And that's what we're doing. Thank you, Susan. That's exactly what we're doing.
Okay, something that's coming up actually on September 25th is important. The Obama administration has an initiative where they're really trying to get local organizations to collaborate and communicate so that we all know what kinds of services and resources are out there to help people with mental illness. And on September 25th, the evening of September 25th at 6 o'clock in the Amethyst Room at Pima College downtown, there will be a statewide town hall. It'll be centered in Phoenix, but it'll be live streamed into that room. And then we'll have a Q&A session afterwards where we can talk about some of the issues in the community. And several of the different providers and stakeholders in Tucson will be there providing information, asking for volunteers if you ever want to help with any of these causes. We definitely need that as well. So I think it's important that people reach out and look, because there are services and there are support mechanisms out there.
And finally, I guess I get the last word. I want people who listen to this program to know that we welcome volunteers to participate with us in our, I'm going to call it a movement for disability justice. We're the only nonprofit, not only in Southern Arizona, but across the state and beyond, that's focusing exclusively on justice for people with disabilities. So we welcome volunteers to join us, to become members, and to be that group of loud, action-oriented advocates for justice for people with disabilities. We also have a wonderful group of speakers who can come out and speak to various civic associations or classrooms or businesses, wherever, to share with people about what we're doing, and to answer those questions that people might have about, well, what is this thing called disability justice? So, and our programs and events that I've already described will continue on those into the next year. And starting in early 2014, we're going to launch a workshop series called Telling My Story and Sharing My Life. And that brings people with disabilities together to think about their lives, to shape their personal stories, and to learn how to tell their stories to whomever is there and will listen to them. So we're going to launch that in early 2014. Thank you.
You're listening to 30 Minutes on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My guests today were Dr. Stephanie Parker. She's the founder and CEO of the Aurora Foundation of Southern Arizona, More information is available at aurorafoundationaz.org. We also heard from Assistant Site Director of MyKid. That's Susan Moreno. She's also the founder of the Daniel Moreno Awards. More information about MyKid is available at mikid.org.